Jack, our engineer, he is he's a youngster.
Boy, is he.
He's doing a fine job out here. It's fun getting to know him. And his pants are hilarious.
Man, you got a good Mavericks jacket on today?
Yep, yep.
He went to the Slack store because Killer told them that he needed to dress in polos and khakis.
Got a polo on, too.
You look nice.
Thank you. Super Bowl.
So professional.
So, but Jack's 22, and Jack doesn't know a lot of things. And the thing that really threw us off the other night when we all went to dinner was the fact that he had never heard of The Sopranos. Not that he didn't know what network it was on or whatever. He had never even heard of The Sopranos. So that's where we are right now in life.
Like, you just thought it was a musical singing class, right?
Or type of piano.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
not the altos or the bass.
It sucks that we're at this point in our lives, but it is what it is. So we took Jack to the Super Bowl media festivities last night, where we came across from the Philadelphia Eagles, Kayvon Wallace, who you hear corrects me on his pronunciation of his name, to see if a 25-year-old would have as little knowledge of the world as 22-year-old Jack. All right? So here we go.
Kayvon, you got a quick statement?
Kayvon.
First off, where's Jack? This is my buddy Jack. So you and Jack are about the same age, okay? You're like, what, 24, 25?
25.
Jack's 22. So we've been busting Jack's balls about some of the things that he isn't familiar with. And so we want to see if you're familiar with the things that Jack isn't. Okay? First off, you went to Clemson, right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
As an Oklahoma guy, can I expect large things out of Coach Venables?
Yes.
He's great?
Yes.
Taught you everything? You swear by him?
Taught me everything. Ain't nobody tell me everything. I learned a little bit from everybody, but definitely has taught me a lot. He definitely put that bug in my ear. So.
Okay, good. All right, so Jack had never heard of The Sopranos. Do you know what The Sopranos are?
Are you going to say yes or no that he knows what The Sopranos are?
Yes. Has to know what The Sopranos are.
Yeah, I think so.
I heard of that. I don't know exactly what it is, but I heard of this.
TV show?
That's vague.
Legendary TV show on HBO.
That's something that probably my grandma watched. I don't know.
All right.
That counts as no. He didn't know it was a show.
He had no idea.
Yeah,
no idea.
He was pretending.
That counts as something my grandma watched.
Who's
you are
your age.
Grandma aged. You were hitting on a grandma earlier.
You're damn right I was.
All right, you and Jack in the same boat. Jack doesn't know who the president was before Ronald Reagan or after Ronald Reagan.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
No way?
No way.
He's 25?
No idea? Did you know Ronald Reagan was the president?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's good. Jack doesn't know a George Clooney movie. Do you?
So, will Kayvon Wallace, is it Kayvon?
Kayvon, yeah.
Kayvon Wallace.
Where's Wallace?
Will he know one?
There's no way he's
George
ever
Clooney
seen
movie.
A George Clooney movie. Much
like Ocean's 11?
No, there's no
Batman
way.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah, Batman?
There's no way.
No way.
You know a George Clooney movie?
No.
You know who George Clooney is?
Yes, but I don't know movies. I'm a movie connoisseur. I watch so many movies, I don't know the name.
Okay. All right.
What does that even mean? I watch so many movies, I don't even know their names.
Yeah. They're just in a constant stream, and you just can't hang on to any detail from any of them.
Just movies flying all around you.
Didn't know what band Mick Jagger is in.
I got the move.
Okay.
So he knows the
Maroon 5 song
with Jagger's name in it.
Yeah.
But will he have any idea what group Mick Jagger's in?
No.
I think safely we can say at this point, no, he doesn't.
You know the song Got the Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah, but
you know what band Mick Jagger's in?
I don't know, though.
He's a Rolling Stone.
Oh, I got a couple Rolling Stone t-shirts.
What have you got?
All right.
Like Jack, like my kids, having the t-shirts of old bands is not a problem.
Yeah, that's like the name three songs.
I don't know.
Wearing the shirt, name three songs.
I don't know
take
why.
Take your shirt off.
But I, when I heard this last night, I just thought it would make a wonderful drop.
It's a Rolling Stone.
Oh, my God. Who's calling me?
I got a couple of Rolling Stone t-shirts.
Well, there you go.
I got
you
a couple of Rolling Stone t-shirts.
Now you know.
Yeah.
That is good.
Jack didn't know who coached the New York Giants to two Super Bowl victories in the 80s and 90s.
No way.
Nope.
Bill Parcells, he's in the NFL.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to give him the benefit
Bill
of the doubt.
Bill Parcells left the NFL in 2006, and this guy was in fourth grade.
He's in the NFL.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't know who Bill Walsh is either.
Hold on.
One of the most legendary coaches in the history of the NFL.
Damn. Does that thing start with an M?
No.
A C?
No.
I definitely don't know.
Bill Parcells.
Oh, Bill. I know who Bill is.
M or C?
So he knows who Bill is.
Mariucci or Cower? Is that what he's
No. He probably knew who Tom Coughlin was.
Yeah.
You know? He probably had an idea about that. So that's all. He was trying to figure out Tom Coughlin's name.
Okay. Fail.
Perfect. Hang out together. Jack didn't know what the "What's Up" commercials, where that came from.
Was that?
Is he gonna know? As he just goes, "What's up?"
He's not gonna remember what they're for. He obviously knows it.
The right answer is Bud Light.
Yeah.
No, it's Budweiser.
Well, whatever.
Right? Are you sure?
We'll accept
it's Budweiser,
Bud Light
because they had the frogs.
I'm gonna say no chance. Now I'm not sure what this dude knows.
Okay.
George Lopez?
No, but you know the product that they were trying to sponsor there?
No.
It was Bud Light. Big Super Bowl.
He thought it was George Lopez. That was his answer to "What's Up." George Lopez.
It was a commercial for George Lopez.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
One of his shows.
Jack didn't know who Walter Payton was.
Okay. There's a Walter
He's
Payton
gotta
Award.
Know.
Like, how much do you need? Just running back?
Yeah.
He's got to know this.
Yeah, let's give him.
You knew this.
Let's give him one.
Yeah, I knew it. I think you asked.
You said you thought
nickname.
He was the Heisman guy.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah.
I did say
he's
that.
He's definitely not John
Sweet
Heisman.
34. I was playing for the Bears.
Okay, good.
Okay,
he got it.
Okay,
he knew the nickname.
Jack, right? He knew his number.
Yeah,
Jack didn't know how Princess Diana died.
No way.
Yeah, I would say no way as well.
All right. I would like for you all to listen very closely to his answer, okay?
Okay.
Because it is such high comedy when you figure out where he's coming from.
Okay.
You know how she died?
Damn, she died. Damn, she died. I don't even want to say nothing crazy.
It's all right.
Poison?
Poison?
Apple? No.
That's like Cinderella.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Princess Diana.
He's a conspiracy theorist. That's what he thought.
Yes, is in a freaking fairy tale book that he read way back in the day, and she ate a poison apple.
Isn't that Snow White?
It's Snow White, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
He's mixing up a lot of different things.
That's
there.
Awesome, though. That's... Somewhere in the back of his head, he's like, I think poison apple is the way to go.
Prince Charles fed her a poison apple.
Right.
And the dwarfs were in on it.
Yeah, those dirty dwarfs.
He wanted to be with Camilla so bad.
Yeah.
She died in a car crash.
Oh, damn.
Man.
That's
Jack
not as lit.
Know what Oliver Stone did for a living. You knew who Oliver Stone is?
No. With
great movie director. Jack doesn't know anyone from the original cast of Saturday Night Live.
No.
Way too hard.
It's Bill Murray. Come on.
They're way too hard.
You know anybody? Okay. Jack doesn't know who
you know
Stephen
what? I would settle for name one Saturday Night Live person ever.
Of all time.
Yeah, there's no way
Pete
he could
Davidson.
Name a cast member.
All right, listen to this one.
Okay, Jack doesn't know who Stephen Colbert replaced.
No.
Yeah, no. The kids don't do late night TV.
David Letterman?
No.
No way.
He doesn't even know who that is.
Late night talk show? You ever heard of David Letterman?
I heard of him, but I don't know. I couldn't point him out.
Okay. And
They don't even know who David Letterman is, man.
No.
How long has it been? It's been like 10 years.
So what?
2015, I think.
Yeah, 8 years.
Jack doesn't know the two guys that broke the all-time home run record in 1998.
Oh, I definitely don't know.
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Okay. Again, it's before y'all's time.
He's like,
a lot of it is.
He's like, what's baseball?
Baseball? What are y'all talking about? All right, Jack, there you go.
So Jack did better.
Vindicated.
Barely, right?
No, he didn't know any of that stuff.
Now, are you playing in the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Are you playing in the Super Bowl like Kayvon
Wallace?
Yeah,
he's got a leg up on you there.
Yeah, kind of got you.